Welcome, everyone. I'm Lynn Gaelski from the Eclipse Foundation, and today I'm speaking with Jeff McCaffer from EclipseSource about EclipseCon. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Lynn. How are you doing?
Good. So, first, what's your involvement with EclipseRT?
Well, EclipseRT is the runtime effort at Eclipse within the broader community. I'm one of the founders of that that direction, and I'm the lead of the Eclipse, the RT project, PMC, as well as leading like the Equinox project and a few other things at Eclipse. So I've been around the runtime space for quite a while now.
And we will see you at EclipseCon this year?
Yes, indeed. I'm doing one talk and hopefully spending more time talking to other people and going to the other talks.
Great. So what are some of the RT talks that you're most excited to see?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, you asked me to do this interview and I thought, okay, well, I better go and look at the program. And I was really quite honestly shocked at how many things there are. Sean Smith and Peter Kreens, I think, both did a great job at sort of shepherding the RT or the runtime and OSGI-related talks at EclipseCon. In particular, one of the things that, you know, sort of standing back from any particular talk, one of the things that struck me is that there's a lot of experience reports, people actually doing real things with these technologies, being successful, having challenges, and they're coming to EclipseCon and going to talk about it. And to me, that's really cool because it talks about like the maturity and the adoption of the various technologies. But, you know, in particular, there's some that stood out for me. I mean, there's always the NASA guys have interesting stuff to say, and they're talking about the rich client platform in real-time scenarios. A lot of different talks around E4 and Eclipse 4.0, looking at the different technologies coming out there. One of the cool things that you see within RT, the runtime area, is a lot of the RT projects, and we've got Jetty and Virgo and Equinox and Gemini and Eclipse Link, all these different technologies there, and more they're starting to play together and do collaboration and making sure their piece works with their other guys, and then they're doing joint talks too. So we've got like Virgo, a talk from Chris Frost talking about Virgo and integration with the other RT technologies. I think there's a tutorial on Virgo and Gemini together, so it's, you know, enterprise OSGI, that kind of thing. There's also talks about numerous talks about provisioning and managing things on large scale. The SAP folks are talking about provisioning Eclipse in cloud scenarios, that sort of thing. There's way more than I've mentioned here, but that's some of the highlights from my point of view.
Cool. So I know as well, outside of the talks, there are a lot of activities around OSGI taking place at EclipseCon. Can you tell us about them?
Yeah, so for the last, I guess maybe 4 or 5 years, we've run OSGI DevCon concurrent with EclipseCon. So the OSGI community has an annual, you know, developer conference, and we run them basically at the same time, and the tracks are, you know, largely indistinguishable. So you go and often I'd be looking through the program for EclipseCon and see a talk and say, oh, you know, that's a cool runtime talk. It turns out to be in the OSGI DevCon track, but it doesn't matter. It's the same set of rooms and largely the similar people going. What's cool there is it brings together people from outside the Eclipse community, you know, folks from Apache, folks from other OSGI-related areas, and different folks that wouldn't normally go to an EclipseCon and vice versa. So we get some cross-fertilization. And in particular, some of the talks, there's, you know, whole sort of full day, 4 days of talks related to OSGI DevCon as well. And there's things like, you know, real time with OSGI on bare metal, you know, guys using OSGI to manage the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, I guess, in the U.S., managing, you know, all their software, that sort of thing. Massive device deployment with OSGI, and there's even a guy doing a talk on a C-based OSGI framework. So that's going to be pretty exciting.
It's a great place, I know, to network with people as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if people want to learn more about EclipseRT, who are some of the people they should try and track down at the conference?
Right. Well, you know, there's a lot, obviously, the people giving the talks are, you know, in the trenches and doing the work, and there's a lot of other folks around, any of the project leaders, people like Glenn Normington and Mike Keith, Christopher Frost from Virgo. Those guys, you know, have done a lot of work in enterprise OSGI and or OSGI in enterprise settings, as the case may be, and they have a lot of interesting things to say. The EclipseLink guys are always fun to talk to, Sean Smith and Doug Clark. They're both fun people, and they've got a lot of interesting things to say. One really cool thing that I'm very pumped about is SAP is really taking a strong interest in EclipseRT and adopting in a really significant way. And if you look through the program, you'll see quite a number of talks from SAP folks. But also I expect there to be quite a number of people there. And interesting perspective that they'll have is actually using this stuff in a very large context, in a real setting for migrating existing apps, existing systems onto OSGI, fully adopting and exploiting various pieces of OSGI. I think they'll have a lot of interesting stuff to say. And of course, you can always look me up and find me near any source of chocolate in and around the bar, as the case may be.
Of course. So, that said, if we do bring back the chocolate fountain this year, should we do dark milk or white chocolate?
Oh, dark chocolate for sure.
Okay, I'm milk myself.
Chocolate. No, dark chocolate.
So we may have to battle it out.
Yeah.
I guess, EclipseRT aside, are there any other topics you're focused on for EclipseCon?
Yeah, so most of the stuff to me is around runtime and runtime related things. I think there's quite a few talks and new technologies around tooling. We've got the Maven Tycho guys, of course, and there's a talk on Apache Graph and building things with that. There's a new project started at Eclipse called Libra. It's doing enterprise tooling for OSGI. And more on the Memory Analyzer project. And I hope to see some discussion around Window Builder and the new profiler, both of which came from Instantiations via Google. So that would be interesting to see. Of course, Orion, the web sort of web toolkit, if you will, that's just recently started, will be a hot topic, and it'll be really cool to see both the technology but also people's reactions to it. And there's one other thing that I think is going to be key to the long-term viability of Eclipse, and that's this long-term support structure that has been being put in place by, been sort of shepherded by Jochen Krause and Karsten Schmidt from SAP. And that's the idea where people can actually get support for the various Eclipse technologies so that they can feel comfortable, selling it in products and selling their customers, 10 years worth of technical support and that sort of thing. I think that's critical to the broader adoption of Eclipse in larger settings. So there's a talk on that that'll be really, I think, pretty enlightening.
Nice. Well, I look forward to seeing you at EclipseCon, and thanks for taking the time to speak with me today.
Sure. Well, see you then, and hopefully some of the folks listening will see you then, and look me up wherever you find me.
Definitely. And for those listening, if you're interested in EclipseCon, just go to eclipsecon.org to check out all the details. Mm-hmm.